Welcome back, everybody, to the Cinegon Gang podcast. My name is Tyler.
My name's Aaron.
Oh, my name's Oliver.
And today, we're going to talk about our favorite characters.
What happened to Cole?
I died out of train because that was obnoxious. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Honestly, I got tired of it, and then I could just get the feeling from you guys that you're like, oh, this pretentious little fuck.
Well, I was.
Nah, I didn't think that.
Well, okay.
All right. But yeah, favorite video game characters. We love our video games here. We love our characters. What are our favorites though?
There are some characters we get attached to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're just really cool, yeah. Like Doom Guy or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we're kind of trying to mostly stick it with actual
people that were mostly known for video games.
From the video games. If they like spawned like a series or something else outside of the video games, that's fine. But as long as their whole origin, like,
yeah, they were introduced in a video game.
There you go.
We don't want to say Batman because he came from like comic books and movies.
The games only furthered out his popularity in terms of a comic book character rather than like the video games itself, you know?
Also, another stipulation before we get into it. None of the characters that don't have their own name. Like, so any Avatar characters, like the Ashen One in Dark Souls 3.
The protagonist in any of the Bethesda games, like Fallout.
The Courier, Lone Survivor.
Lone Wanderer.
The Lone Wanderer, mm-hmm. Yeah. Dovahkiin,
yeah. and then the prisoner.
Yeah, the prisoner.
Yeah, your Pokemon trainer, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Those don't count because it's like, you're really making, you make the decisions for all your characters, really.
Yeah.
But we're trying to stick to characters who kind of have
their own
set of lore.
Yes.
Yeah, they have their own personality already,
yeah,
and
exactly.
It's kind of like a linear path that you're kind of being forced down to because they're the way they are.
Exactly. Story-driven characters, more or less.
Because the courier is you, you know, whether you choose to kill everyone.
Yeah.
Or you can go through many different ways helping the NCR.
I fucking did in Skyrim. He gets all the, he kills everybody in town and then just piles his body in the middle of the town.
Wow.
I just, the fire spell.
That takes forever.
Yeah, no,
that's a lot of work.
He like strips everybody, right? So that it'd be the weight would be less, and then he just piles them up in the corner, in the middle of town.
That's nice.
Yeah. All right.
So
also when we're talking about video game characters, it could be based on either we just like him that much, or we like to play as him as much.
Yeah.
Or them. Sorry, him or she. Him or her, whoops.
Whomever.
Whomstead of ever. Yeah.
Yeah, Aaron, you want to start us off?
I'll start off because I have the smallest list. Most of my lists are characters, more recent characters that I can remember from, at least, and most of them are also from fighting games. And to start off, I'll say Striker, my all-time favorite fighting game character, and the one NRS character that if he was in any roster, right, the roster would already be a 10 out of 10. I think MK9's roster is a 10 out of 10 because
it's just like Striker and mocap.
Striker, no, not mocap. I'm careful. Oh, well,
what if mocap? What if the roster had mocap meat, but it had strikers, and there's only like 10 people in this roster?
That would be amazing.
MK12 is going to be a 1v1v1 of meat, mocap, and striker only.
Yep.
Striker is. I don't know why I like Striker so much. I really don't. It's just, Striker is just really cool. I don't even really like cops that much.
I meant
as a video game character.
Yeah.
I don't even like fuck the boat.
No. But I guess he's not really, he's kind of like a SWAT officer, technically.
Yeah. Well,
he's SWAT.
Aaron Black is another character that I really like a lot. I also, just in general, I really like cowboys. Cowboys are really cool.
Yeah, I do too.
Same.
I think it's like,
cowboys are dope.
What you call it? Filipinos are really actually into cowboys, especially in the northern side.
Yeah.
I'm not lying about this. There's a lot of them that likes cowboy. We even gave one of my grandpa's cowboy jacket, and he loved it.
Damn, you gave him with the tassels and everything?
Yeah, with the robes thing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, he loved it, dude.
Cowboys are better than pirates, by the way.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
But they're not better than ninjas, I will say. Or samurai.
In the ancient...
Well, they're better than ninjas, but not better than samurais.
In the ancient battle of cowboy versus ninja.
Deadliest warrior.
Deadliest warrior. Come back for one episode. Cowboy versus ninja.
They ended up freaking vampires.
Versus zombies, bro.
That was dumb.
All right, sorry.
McCree, of course. Just the next person right after. And like, just makes sense. He was also really fun to play as.
Yeah.
I think my most played character. Right next to my... second favorite character, or my other favorite character from Overwatch, Hanzo.
Okay.
He's just really cool. I didn't play him that much in competitive. I'm not like a one trick Hanzo main.
Uh-huh.
I pretty much only played him in casual, but he's just really cool to play as. Most Bo characters in my opinion, I think
mm-hmm.
Bo's are really cool to use. Connor from Assassin's Creed 3. I think most of these, actually, I like all the Assassin's Creed characters.
Okay.
Ezio Altair. The pirate guy.
What about the main character?
Edward.
He's cool too.
What about the main character?
Miles.
What's his name? Miles?
It's like Miles something.
The guy that goes into the
Animus.
Yeah. It's like Miles something, I'm pretty sure. But
I'm sure it's probably like Miles.
He's whatever. I don't care about him. But Connor, he's really cool. I think he had a lot of cool... Well, the game in general is also my favorite Assassin's Creed, so that might also be why he's my favorite assassin out of all the...
Actually, really like Edward from Assassin's Creed.
I think he's pretty cool.
I think he's pretty cool, but he's not my favorite game character because, well, part of my video game character list because I haven't played the game at all.
Mm.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Desmond Miles.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think his first name would be Miles. I know it was something else.
I thought his first name was Miles. Like,
Desmond.
It sounded right in my head. Larkoff from Tomb Raider.
For the plot, dudes. For the plot.
She is... Her games are really cool.
Yeah.
I would say Nathan Drake also, but I haven't really played his games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really play a lot of Indiana... There aren't enough Indiana Jones games, besides for the Lego games.
Yeah. There's no... Like, I actually would like to play more games that like are kind of...
Tomb Raider-y type?
Tomb Raider...
Where you're raiding a tomb and getting treasure?
Or something like that.
Well, there's
you know?
A genre for that.
What's it called?
It's called Metroidvania.
Really?
Yeah. It's a very old genre.
Those games are cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like dungeon crawler explorer types. Explore the dungeon.
Yep.
Yeah. Master Chief, of course,
mm-hmm. yeah.
the immortal.
Yeah.
Just awesome character.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows he has another Spartan helmet underneath his helmet.
Yeah, of course.
And Lee from Walking Dead. Clementine also, just to add on to that.
Yeah.
I think they're both really cool. By the way, I'm pretty sure this is an unpopular opinion, but I hate Kenny in every Walking Dead game. He's so annoying and obnoxious. And it's like, why are you on my? If you're not on my side, you're the enemy.
Yeah.
He's that type of person.
Yeah.
He's really annoying.
Well, on the first
and
one,
I hate his kid Duck.
Okay,
useless.
Nobody like Duck.
Duck
but,
is useless.
Yeah. No. But the thing is, Kenny was actually much more agreeable with part like in the first part than in the second part where. He lost his eye and everything. That's when he started going batshit crazy. But then again,
I hate him in the first one.
You hate him in the first one?
Yes.
Wow.
I hated Duck. Cat was cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
Cat was cool. Carly was cool.
There,
until
but there's
she
even
got...
someone way more useless than Duck. It was like that freaking girl in season 2 where you're playing as Clementine and she has like... She's the daughter of the doctor dude.
I have a faint...
I have a faint recollection.
Yes.
That was the second one.
I kind of remember who you're talking about.
Like they were like.
I'd rather take her over Duck though.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, this one she's actually useless, and she's older than Duck. That's the worst part.
I would rather have her over Duck. Have you heard Duck talk?
Yeah, that's true.
The only good thing about Duck that he's done during the whole entire game series is he was your sidekick at the motel when you were trying to find out who was taking the food.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I'll work with you on this case. And he was like a really bad Robin.
Yeah.
That was his only good thing about Duck. And then
mm-hmm.
he died.
He got murdered.
He got bit. I didn't care.
Of course.
And I hate Kenny. I still can't get over how much I hate Kenny.
Like, irrelevant.
But yeah, that's my list. Yeah, Lee and Clementine are just they're just really cool. All
right, you want to go next, Tyler?
Yeah, I'll go next. So
you talking about your characters might help me remember some more, but
yeah, a lot of my characters are also fighting game characters. There are two that aren't, so I'll say those first. And the first one is Faith from what's it called, Mirror's Edge. Okay. Faith is a cool character. She's one of the characters that actually will talk during the gameplay. She also is free running has been one of the coolest things.
Parkour.
But yeah, I've always been interested in free running and shit like that. So seeing a character and being able to play as a character doing that in real time is an interesting concept that worked out really well, in my opinion. And being able to play as Faith during that was really cool too. And then my second character that wasn't in a fighting game. Well, it was in a fighting game, but PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale doesn't count as a fighting game to me. But yeah, that's Big Daddy. Big Daddy from BioShock 1. He was a really cool, interesting enemy that would not attack unless you provoked it, which let you do a lot of being, or you were able to eventually, once you got used to fighting a Big Daddy, you were able to set up a lot of traps and be able to kill it a lot easier as you grew up with the game. It's an enemy that was tough from the beginning, but as you grew to play the game, you understood its patterns and how it worked better and better. Which is a cool concept.
They were kind of cute looking.
They were cool. Also, yeah.
It's
pretty cute.
Have you ever seen the Big Daddy plushie? Come on now.
Yeah, they're pretty nice.
They're kind of cute.
Yeah, and then in BioShock 2, you get to play as one. Oh, you can fuck your Big Daddy.
God damn, it's supposed to be low on the DLs.
Huh? You wanted to fuck a Big Daddy?
Oh, God.
But yeah, it was even cooler in BioShock 2 when you got to play as one.
Yeah, that was honestly one of my favorite parts about playing BioShock 2, being a big fucking daddy.
It was super fucking dope. You got to play it a little bit in BioShock 1, but that wasn't as developed as it was in BioShock 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the Big Daddy. Everyone else is from a fighting game. I'll start with Smash, just because those are the two characters I play the most, are King DDD and Piranha Plant.
Reminds me, I like Mario.
Mario.
I also like Luigi.
And Luigi, I love Luigi. Yeah.
I never actually played a Mario game. Just sat down and played like Mario. I always wanted to do that. But yeah, I like Mario.
That's I think the Switch right now, I could just let you borrow at some point. But the Switch, you can play NES online games. So you can play the original Mario and shit.
My first Mario.
Yeah, Mario 1.
I want to play Mario 1. Yeah, I want to sit down and play like 10 hours of this Mario. That'd be awesome.
Laying on your bed with the Switch on top and just being playing Mario 1 on the NES.
That'd be cool. I just want to play Mario.
That'd be dope.
Oh, and Zelda. Link.
The Legend of Zelda 1.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's also on Switch.
That game looks cool.
It's fun.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Gone. But yeah.
Fighting game characters. King DDD and Piranha Plant, my mains in Smash Ultimate. King DDD has been my main since the beginning of Smash 4, kind of the end of Brawl. Never really touched him. I was more into Kirby. But King DDD's fun, especially in Smash 4 and now. Because of his side B being consistent, the Gordo, the big spike. And he's just kind of an asshole. And I think that's fun. Same with Piranha Plant. Piranha Plant's a super trolly character. And once you know how to play as Piranha Plant, I think it's super fun. He also has a spike ball. So maybe that's correlated. But they're both really fun characters. Other than that, in a different fighting game.
Excuse me.
Don't worry about it. Ferretor from MKX. Ferretor is literally the only character that makes that game for me. I played Boraichou too, but less so than Ferretor. Ferretor, if I ever go back to MKX, is always the one I pick first. It's so much fun.
I need to play MKX.
MKX is dope.
It's really fast.
It's really fast. It's so much faster than MK11.
I've seen.
Yeah. It just happens so quickly. And being able to play as Fred, too bad they fucking die. Why do they always die?
I know, right? Striker, man.
At the end
back Striker.
All my favorite characters are dead.
They can bring back Striker.
They can.
Yeah,
I know. They can bring back anyone now.
I know.
Yeah, they got time travel now.
I'm just waiting for God Striker to be back.
Honestly, I don't see why not.
The second they bring back Ferretor, MK11 is a 10 out of 10.
Wait, Ferretor died?
Ferretor's dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Ferretor dies in their story. In the arcade story, Pharah becomes the new big Tor. Body.
Pharah is
Tor. Pharah becomes Tor because Tor died. Tor decays.
Yeah, Tor decays in the sand.
But then fucking an MK11 collector says they got killed.
Dude, they keep fucking...
So whatever, retcons.
No, Realms never, like, straight up with their own fucking stories. Like,
no, they were straight up until 11.
But I mean, I'm sure there's, like, Devorah saying, oh yeah, I killed Jared. And then it's like, Chao called, I killed Jared. Yeah. And then Sindel, in order to save my daughter, I killed Jared.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Whatever. Retcons. I hate it.
Man, Shocker wasn't even in anyone's, like, ending, I think.
Right.
That makes me sad.
It would be nice to see, like, the Cabal and Stryker interactions.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's what I was thinking. Because, like, before in MK9, you would, and in Injustice 1, there would just be, like, set voice lines at the beginning. And
now, Injustice 1 started to do that. The dynamic voice lines.
Well, Clash.
Yeah, and Clash.
Yeah, but the beginning.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear, like, Stryker and Cabal talk to each other while Cabal is all screwed up.
Yeah, now that Cabal's here.
And just this one, the beginning's interest is like, look out, Joker! This one looks tough!
Really? I think you're underestimating me.
And then there's like three different intros for Superman, depending which one you got.
Oh, yeah.
And then Green Arrow's like, that's what I call an entrance!
Yeah.
His ending every time.
Yeah. And
oh, his intro,
And then Batman.
Oh yeah,
he
does the slowly stand up.
Yeah, slowly
he does the heroic stand.
And then
after the heroic land.
Something like that.
You jump off his bike with the top
over.
I can't play.
We played it like a couple months ago, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
I haven't touched it since. I don't even think it's downloaded right now.
I think we played like 5 games. It wasn't a lot.
I didn't know how short the timer was. It was like 90 seconds,
it's
but those games
really,
are so long.
It feels really hard to move
exactly.
in Injustice 1.
Yeah,
it feels clunky.
It's pretty sticky.
Well, with that being said, I did like Injustice 1.
Injustice 1 was fun. It was just like...
Shazam is one of my more favorite characters
Shazam
from NRS.
Doomsday was one of my favorite characters.
Doomsday is fun.
I hated Doomsday.
I know.
Or I hated playing against him.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Doomsday main BB.
Oh, go on.
Other than them... What's it called? I also enjoy Killer Instinct, the 2013 version, which ran for 3 years. Very, 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 very good game. For the Xbox One Series X, or Xbox One Series, Xbox Series X, which just got announced. I hope that they, at least for the love of God, Microsoft, work and make another Killer Instinct. Killer Instinct. At least bring it to the Series X, because that's such a fun game. Netcode's great. Characters are great. Everything's great. Two favorite characters from that. Cinder. Cinder's the fire guy. He does a lot of back and forth motions. He has a lot of fireballs. And he's very complicated to combo with character if you don't understand how to play the game. Glacius is also another character that I like for the exact opposite reason. He doesn't have a lot of combos. His combos don't do a lot of damage. You're guaranteed like 30% anyways if you land a combo. It's very hard not to get 30%. But... the best archetype of a zoner that I've seen. It's such hard. If you don't zone, you're probably going to die. But if you get locked or like playing that dynamic of zoner versus rushdown is a lot more fun when you're playing it against Glacius because it feels even out compared to every other game that I play where it just feels oppressive. You know what I mean? And then now, Third Strike, the other fighting game. Third Strike, Street Fighter 3. Third Strike is one of my favorite fighting games for a long time. But I only got into it again recently because I got the Street Fighter Anniversary Collection on the Xbox. And my two favorite characters for that is Q. Q's just this weird motherfucker that no one knows anything about. And he's just got these weird moves. He's got a mask. He's got a trench coat. And he's got these gloves and big ass boots. He just comes in.
Trench coat? Does he have a fedora?
He might, actually. I don't remember.
Oh, God.
How, man.
Q?
I don't know why.
Street
Fighter? Yeah, Q Street Fighter 3. I don't think he does. If I were to. Thinking of him in my mind, I don't think he does. But he might. I don't know. SF3. But yeah, Q Super fun. Yeah, very low tier. Yeah, he has a hat.
Yeah, he has a hat, but it's not a fedora.
It's not a fedora.
I'm going to fart. Oh, no.
Oh, no. But yeah, the second one is 12. He is a character with absolute... It's just as weird as Q, if anything. But because of that, I like him. And for some reason, I've been playing a lot of low tiers. Yeah, you gonna rip ass?
Are you?
No.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
I know. I'm setting up so that because when I lay down, I make a lot more noises.
You want to just take a chair?
No.
Alright.
He's in a bed. That's when all the creaking noises.
Yeah, we're chilling in a room with two chairs and a bed.
Yeah.
That's kind of how we're recording all of these. Yeah. Last two characters.
That reminds me.
Go ahead.
I want to sleep in a waterbed.
On a waterbed? You mean, what are you, from 2004?
I did sleep in a waterbed way back when.
Oh, yeah?
I just want to feel what it feels like, again, to just sit there and do nothing. That would be pretty cool.
I get it.
I'm always super paranoid, so I feel like it's going to pop when I'm on it.
Oh, yeah. What if you had a pencil in your pocket and just...
That'd be awful.
Yeah.
I'd be so scared.
Nice. I'd be horrified if I'm fucking... If a bed popped underneath me.
Oh, my goodness. There's a waterbed, you feel like you're drowning?
I don't know about that. It's just, what if it just, like, popped like a balloon and just immediately? So you're just from...
Well, then
the,
you just
from,
go drop
yeah, from where
into
you're
the
elevated,
water.
Yeah, from your elevated position, you just go...
That's because, like, waterbeds are usually in a small, like, container.
Yeah. Yeah, but you'd feel like you'd die for a second if you just fell that fast.
Into water? Yeah.
Just...
You know, waterbeds are cool, though.
Waterbeds would be dope.
I don't want to have water. Well, actually, I don't know.
It's like living on top of the lava lamp.
You want to experience a waterbed, but you don't want to own one.
What about
I don't know.
What about a desensitization chamber?
Oh, those? Yeah. Where it's like, no thanks. I hear people see aliens. I don't like aliens.
You're going to fall asleep.
Let's do it.
And it's like lukewarm salt water.
And
like
so you just
goggles.
Float on there?
Yeah.
Not cool. And then you stay in there for like half an hour, I come out looking like a prune.
You would not look like a prune. You'd be fine.
Let's do it.
No thanks.
I'd be down.
I don't
do
want
it.
Let's do it.
I'd rather, no, let's do an escape room, but not that.
We'll do it on the same day we do an escape room.
No thanks.
Yeah. All who says go, we say aye.
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 Right. It's majority.
It's only three.
I love democracy.
I love democracy.
I love democracy.
Cut the vlog. Cut that part out later about making plans. Yeah.
Sure. But yeah, last character on my list, Android 21. I get that she's a Dragon Ball character, but she was made for fighters, and she's dope. That's about it.
All right. Well. I'll add one more person because you added one from, why didn't I see him? What the fuck? Well, you helped me think of another person. So I'll start off with my list.
Okay.
So one of my favorite characters I played in Smash is Bowser.
Ah, yeah.
The King Koopa, you know? And I just like playing as him because he's a big boy and then he does his, like, even though he gets easier to hit, his trade-off is much, like, better compared to some heavy characters, and he has tools too. He has some other tools that that makes him a cut above the other heavy characters. So that's one. So my next games would be these characters would be coming from MK, just Mortal Kombat in itself
as a whole.
Yeah, as a whole, because three of them is story wise. But I'll start with the person I don't have any like them for story wise, but just like to play as, which is Baraka and Cabal. And the reason why I like playing these two is because that's just easy pickings, you know. But I also wanted to play them, not because like I was like, oh, they're high tier. I'll play high tier characters. No, it's just by chance. Just by chance. Okay.
Yeah, same thing with Aaron Black.
Yeah. It's just by chance. It's just by chance. Yeah, it's just by chance. I just like playing these characters.
Yeah.
Okay, so next three characters that I like from MK11, and these are basically lore-wise, is, well, I'll start off one by one. Sub-Zero. I like his whole story that there was actually two Sub-Zeros, and then the first Sub-Zero, of course, I'll explain with first Sub-Zero first, that he was basically... a Master Thief before in one of the like MK Oh my god. Mythologies, I believe? That's the one where
we're going that far back.
MK Mythologies Sub-Zero, the video game side-scroller beat-em-up one?
Yes, the one where he was like tasked to get Shinnok's amulet.
Yeah.
Yes. That's one of the things I liked about the first Sub-Zero, and that he was like much more, you know, cool, like, actual...
Do you know his name?
It would... Bihan.
Yeah.
I like Bihan. Actually, I'll stick with the name. So Bihan was basically much more like cold, decisive person, but then... After he got killed by Scorpion, his younger brother, Kuai Liang, is actually kind of like the opposite of him. He's more like, his whole thing goal for going to the tournament was like MK3, I believe, right?
Yes.
MK3. That's where the way to distinguish between Kuai Liang and Bihan was the scar on Kuai Liang's eye, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And basically his whole story of just finding his brother, then... Seeing then is fighting Scorpion to avenge his brother, you know, and then this will also proceed with the next character, Noob Saibot, which is basically Bihan reincarnated.
Well, he is Bihan.
He is exactly Bihan.
He's Bihan, but he got reincarnated to serve Quan Chi, basically. And I just like the new powers he gets instead of his from his ice powers. And also, kind of tying with the story, too, the last character I like from MK is Scorpion. Some people will disagree with that. But I actually like Scorpion, just lore-wise, because... And he actually, of course, he's one of the most iconic video game characters.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, because get over here.
Get over here!
Get over here! Yeah. And then, so I like his story because of how... His backstory of how his clan was killed, and he was... He got resurrected by...
I like how his whole clan was killed.
No.
Yeah, it's my favorite type of story.
I said his backstory. Like, the backstory that's given to him, that his clan was killed and he got resurrected. And then he's trying to find who killed him, who killed his family, especially his family. That's the one he was trying to avenge for. Because he finally got his new clan in MK11, but he just wanted to avenge his family. And then Quan Chi was like, hey, it's... Sub-Zero killed him. And then Scorpion's like, rah! And
it's
killed
like,
Sub-Zero. And then if you realize that he got jebaited by Quan Chi, and it was
like,
Quan Chi that killed
what?
Him. Yeah. And then especially in MKX, when he started beating up Quan Chi, that was probably one of the most epic scenes I've ever seen in the video games.
Nice.
Yeah. Alright, continuing on with the new game. This is from the Halo series.
Okay.
Noble Six. Noble Six does fall under the silent type protagonist, but he has that do attitude, and he's a survivor. He fell from space to all the way to the planet.
You're right.
Yeah.
Not Jin.
Huh?
Not Jin.
I was okay with Jin.
George.
Not George. Not George.
Not
George's a bitch.
No.
Dude, George is cool.
George was cool. Yeah, I meant that, but he was not my type. The second type, the other noble, actually. So hold on, let me continue. The other noble besides Noble 6 was Noble 4.
Which was that one?
That was the one with the skull mask. Skull
oh, yeah. What's
that?
Emil.
That's
the name.
That's
the name.
Emil. And he was like the type of guy I would run out to, you know, shop get. And then his death scene was probably one of the coolest.
Are you ready?
Wait, hold on. I had it in my head yesterday. It's like...
He was fighting back.
Basically. He was fighting back in the lead. He got stabbed through the chest. He's like, "I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready. How about you?" And then basically stabs the lead and just falls off the cannon. That was his sad ending. And then last but not least, as Aaron mentioned before, Master Chief, one of the most badass characters in video game history. All right. Moving on to new video games, this one's going to be from the Fallout series. And I have House from New Vegas. Oh, they're actually just both from New Vegas.
Okay.
But basically, Mr. House, who is this whole concept of him like being the like smart billboy, playboy, billionaire, you know, like Tony Stark-esque, except... The thing with him, instead of having, like, he had like, of course, that flamboyant personality, but then when he became that robot, I just liked how he was just very cold and calculated. Though his ending is morally, the way his ending was structured is more for, like, aristocratic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I actually like playing with House and having like his conversations and seeing like the insights before the Great War. And then the next character I like,
I killed him.
He killed him.
That's
murdered. That's
fine. Cold blooded.
I didn't even talk to House. The first thing I did when I went in there is I killed all the robots and
yeah.
I went straight to him and I killed him.
Oh.
I had no remorse for House.
Oh, well, everybody has different opinions, you know. Just,
oh,
like,
man,
how, just like how freaking Thomas likes.
I left
Caesar.
Him alive.
Who?
I left him alive.
Who?
House.
Oh,
sit for him to die later.
Oh, like how Thomas likes Caesar.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get that. But anyways, my second character I like from Fallout New Vegas more specifically is Yes Man. Because of him, basically
he's
with his
cool.
help, he's just yeah, he's cool. He has his personality is programmed to be always happy and smiling, even though he fucked up. He's like, well, this is tough, but you know what? My program won't allow me to say anything negative. Something like that, along the lines like that.
That's good.
Yeah. And basically with him, your ending is that you gain independence from everything, from House, from NCR, from Caesar. But it just leaves to speculate that what happens after the courier dies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those are two favorite characters.
That's cool.
So the next game is Persona 5.
Ah.
And there's two characters, actually. One's because I like them because how they are and how they... they're just a really cool character, which is Joker. And basically, he's the main protagonist. And even though he's like another of the silent types, it's just the fact that you could do so much with him. And then... like his dialogue options too are one of the most hilarious ones.
Yeah, you'll never
and
see
one of the,
it coming.
And one of the Chad most too. It's like when you there's an option to date your teacher, and the teacher was like, "I'm a teacher and you're my student." And then one of the options is, "That's the best part."
That's the best part.
Yeah. And then there's another one where it's like he got, because in Japan there's like the maid services, right? And then you could be you could say, "Nice to meet you," and when she starts questioning your age, right? She's like, "Are you sure you're not going to high school?" You can be like, "I'm a dad."
Have you played this game? Or you just watch?
Just watch.
Watched.
Basically played. Basically,
he played it enough to play it.
Yeah,
he watched it enough to play it. Because it's a PS4 exclusive.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I don't know if it's exclusive.
I never actually
know
heard
it's
of this
on.
Game.
Yeah, it's,
yeah. Yeah, it's a PlayStation 4 PlayStation.
And then, of course, he's also in Smash, too.
Yeah.
That's, that's actually how I got into it, because of Smash.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the second person who I was referencing earlier is Miss Kawakami, which is a teacher in Persona, the one that you could date. Yeah, that's the second favorite person.
Oh, that's your second favorite person?
For the plot.
Yeah, for the plot.
No, not
exclusively.
For the plot.
Exclusively.
Actually, in her story, she actually had an... her story, like, story-wise, was actually all of them had good backstories and, like, how they are, stories to build up the character, too. Like, hers is that she actually was trying to help the student back then, but the person that was taking care of the student was kind of, like, an ass.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when, the principal actually, discourage her to not help out the student or something bad will happen to her and she'll lose her job, right? So she had to refrain from her. She had to restrain herself from helping the student. And then one day, the student was driving back to home, but he was just so tired that he got into a car accident. And the parent, basically his guardians, blamed her for his death.
Oh, fun!
Yeah, and in order to like compensate, she had to pay up.
Ah.
Also reason why I like Joker is the fact that he the whole story for Persona 5 is that you have to change the heart of a person. And by doing that, you basically go to the place called the Metaverse, and you fight these things called Personas, and that's, et cetera. All right,
that's
continuing on.
Persona!
Yep.
Are set!
Oh, wait. Jormungandr from God of War.
God of War.
God of the PS4?
Yeah.
The PS4 one?
Yeah.
The giant, the one that you go into his belly, he's cool.
Oh, the snake, right?
The big snake.
Yeah.
And also the guy on the tree, I forgot his name.
Mimir.
Yeah, Mimir. He's cool.
He's cool.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Kratos is actually... Kratos is another guy.
Kratos and...
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I didn't like Atreus.
So...
Atreus is going to be out.
There's three... So then these three, next three characters are going to be from... Fire Emblem Sacred Stones. And so I just like using these characters. Well, these characters, well, two of them are basically trainees. So what that means is that they don't start off with an actual set of class. You just have to train them. And then eventually, once you reach a certain level, then they become an actual class. Then they could even progress to one more third class.
All right.
So with Ross, basically, he was just called, a journeyman. And his thing was that he just had an axe. That's okay. It. But you could level him up to be either a pirate or a...
Cowboy.
forgot what the other one was. Oh, my God.
Ninja? Doctor?
No. It's like a... It's not a warrior.
War horse?
No.
A horse.
Fighter. There you go. It's just a fighter.
Just a fighter?
Yeah, just a fighter.
War fighter.
Yeah. But then you could...
play boxing gloves?
So basically... With him,
and an axe.
They still use axe. They still use
and axe. A boxing gloves.
Well, if you go the pirate way, basically the thing with him is that he could walk on water. He could walk on water.
That's not what pirates can do.
Does he get a peg leg?
No, he does not get a peg leg.
Why not?
Damn, he should get a peg leg.
He should have gotten both peg legs.
No.
He should have gotten both his legs.
He would tell, crabs when he walks. Yeah.
And then he could, from war, so from pirate, you could either evolve into a warrior or a berserker. But why would, and so of course I picked the latter, which is a berserker. And basically he could walk in all forms of terrain, either mountains or sea. And he also does extra critical damage, I believe.
That seems untenably broken.
So this is what,
this is a berserker.
No wonder Blackbeard was so good.
Yeah. Blackbeard evolved his class into berserker.
Blackbeard was actually a berserker player.
Yeah.
And he walked on the mountains.
Yeah.
And see.
That's basically the reason why I like Ross, is the fact that you could make him turn him into a berserker. And berserker from Fire Emblem is probably one of the best classes. Well, and Sacred Stones, anyway.
Why did Edward need a ship and a sack? Black flag.
You didn't. He wasn't a berserker yet.
He could still walk on water.
A pirate.
The next one is Ewan. Ewan? E-W-A-N.
Ewan?
Ewan, right?
E-W-A-N?
Yeah.
Ewan. Like Ewan McGregor?
Yeah,
like Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor, yeah.
Ewan.
Okay.
Obi-Wan.
For him,
yeah.
Basically same thing as Rocks, except instead of journeyman, he's apprentice, I believe. That's what it's called. I don't remember. But basically... He could he does magic.
Wizard's apprentice.
The Wizard's apprentice. Basically,
shout
outs
to the Ranger's apprentice.
Oh yeah,
the book.
The
book series.
First off, he uses like anima, and anima is basically fire, ice, and lightning spells. All
right.
But if you can upgrade him to either to be a mage or a shaman, I believe.
Shaman. Shaman. What does shaman just do?
Shaman.
They control you with it.
A
voodoo
shaman. I think it's shaman. Either druid or shaman. One of the two.
Druid
or shaman.
Druid or tree people.
No.
Or there's something with trees.
The class is also shaman. Hold on.
I'm searching it up.
Shaman.
Search up real quick.
Druids are trees, no?
Druids? Yeah.
Druids are trees,
they're,
but
they're,
I don't not.
They're not tree people. They're tree wizards.
Tree wizards.
They're nature wizards.
Yeah. Ah, okay. So I was right. So shaman becomes a shaman. So basically, a shaman, you use dark magic.
Voodoo.
That's it. And then in mage, you could only use animal magic again.
Okay.
And then from mage, you could upgrade him to be either a sage.
Or a wizard.
Hold on.
A warlock.
Stop.
While you're looking it up,
no,
I just
warlocks.
Wanted...
Warlocks are like goblins.
Warlocks
are
dope. No, that's
no,
not goblins.
No, not a goblin.
Warlocks
are bad.
Warlocks
wizards
are
good.
Warlocks are basically made male witches. Yeah, right?
Witch
warlock?
Warlock?
I think that's...
I think... No, warlocks
I think
are,
that's what it became, but it's not what it originally was.
Warlocks are like the bad wizards. Witch and wizard. A wizard is a male witch. A warlock is something you LARP as.
A LARP is what you LARP as.
LARP.
Also, I want to say shaman. Sounds like a Jersey person trying to say Charmin, like the brand.
Okay. So, you could either become a sage, and sages can use staffs, light magic and anima magic. Is that even what it's called? I don't even know.
Anima
magic.
I wasn't trying to talk crap about LARPing, by the way. Yeah. I think LARPing's pretty cool, actually.
You know, there's a LARPing club at the college.
Really?
Have you not seen them do it?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
And then Mage Knight, basically you're on a horse, so you get more mobility, so that means you can move farther.
Okay.
And carry people, and you only use staffs and animal magic, that's it.
Okay.
But with him, if he becomes from Shaman root, he becomes either a druid or a summoner. So a druid basically uses dark magic and amina and staffs. And summoners basically summons an undead to fight for him, and exclusively uses dark magic and staffs.
Does a summoner summon?
Yeah.
What does he summon?
What can they summon?
An undead.
A druid.
A druid.
A summoner summons.
Usually when I play Eowyn, he is a druid because I like because he just does so much damage and it's nice to get more.
They're broken.
Because basically it's like a triangle in the Fire Emblem game, so light magic beats dark magic. Dark magic beats
rock, paper, scissors.
So light beats dark. Dark beats anima. Anima beats light. Okay, that's how it is. So basically, if I were to go against a character with a druid against a character that's using light, I could just use anima so that I can have the upper hand.
The fear of light.
Counterbuilding.
So yeah, those are, and the reason that's basically why I like them is because there are the potential from them, and then there's cool characters. Then another character that I like from Fire Emblem was Joshua, and he basically is the prince of Johanna, and Johanna is a place in Fire Emblem Sacred Stones.
What a normal ass name.
Yeah, right.
Joshua.
But the thing is that he didn't like the prince life, so he left his kingdom and worked as a mercenary for a few years, and he's actually one of my favorite characters to use as a sword master.
Ooh, sword master.
Yeah. And basically, that's about it for him.
Okay.
And then two of these characters are from Walking Dead, and Aaron actually already mentioned them, which is Lee and Clementine.
Ooh, y'all are on the same wavelength with that one.
Yeah,
Lee and Clementine are super cool.
Yeah, they're a cool, great duo. And then Lee was such a good guy. Even though you're the one controlling him and you could make him an ass, but his heart was there, you know?
Yeah.
In general, his main goal is to survive and protect Clementine.
Yeah. It was originally survive, and then he's like, protect Clementine at all costs.
Damn, I've got this kid now.
And then it was like one of the most badass things was him walking through the Walker Clouds, even though he was already about to pass out from being bitten.
Mm-hmm.
And one was sad. Dude, I cried when he died, dude. I teared up. I was like, man! Yeah, and basically, so,
yeah.
And then of course Clementine, you see her progress as a character and protagonist in the upcoming seasons, which is one of the favorite things I see about her. And you can see that she's totally grown from like a sweet innocent girl to a survivor. What's up?
Wait, are you done with the list?
Not yet. I have one more.
Oh, finish.
What do you have?
Finish your list, please.
Okay, yeah. Then. My last character comes from Skyrim. I have to, of course, mention Skyrim, one of my favorite games of all time. It is not Alduin. It is...
one of the High Wizards.
No.
It is a Jarl.
No.
No? Is it just a Winterfell Guard?
No.
Lydia.
No.
I have no idea who else is in that game. I haven't played Skyrim in forever.
So, one of my...
Khajiit?
No.
Damn.
Khajiit has wares.
If you have a coin.
Do you have any more guesses?
Frostrel.
Frostrel. I keep dying when I'm trying to go to fucking High Rockguard to answer the summons of the Greybeard.
Uh-huh.
There's that freaking Frostrel that's just there. I actually did one playthrough in Skyrim where I was Palpatine.
Yeah,
that one.
That's
I was thinking about that too as you were saying it.
Is it the guy at the beginning that asks if you're awake? Don't tell me it's that guy.
No.
Okay.
Ulfric. Is it Lord Ulfric?
No.
Fuck no. That's all I got. I didn't know that many characters to begin with.
Oh, wait. Is it the Jester in the Assassin? No.
Is it an Argonian?
No.
Yeah.
Is it... Does he have a skin? Is it a male?
Yes.
What?
I wouldn't know.
So. Who is it? I have no idea.
You have no idea?
No.
All right. How about I'll give you another hint. The Daedric Princess, the one that you get special artifacts from?
Nope.
No.
No.
Okay. So, this guy is called the Prince of Madness. The Daedric Prince of Madness. Sheogora. And I just like, whoever voice acted him in Skyrim did a fantastic job, including in Oblivion, too. Oblivion and Skyrim. Yeah, because he was there. Because you actually, quick lore thing. The Sheogora from Oblivion is actually, so, in Oblivion, you go to the, what the fuck is this kingdom? Shivering Isles, there you go. There's a DLC in Oblivion where you go to the Shivering Isles.
Okay.
And fast forward, basically, Sheogora is actually this guy named Jigalag, but the Daedric Prince just thought Jigalag was too powerful and they made him to Sheogora, the very thing he hates, because he was the Daedric Prince of Order.
Oh.
And Sheogora's madness.
What an asshole.
Just, yeah. So they all did not like that, so they turned him to Sheogora. But basically, the Grey March is basically when... I keep saying basically. The Grey March is when Jigalag comes back and returns form and basically wreaks havoc in Shivering Isles. Well, that's what, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
But the protagonist, the Champion of Cyrodiil, that's his name.
Oh,
Champion of Cyrodiil, stopped him, right? And basically took the place of Sheogora. So the Sheogora you're meeting in Skyrim is actually the Champion of Cyrodiil.
Oh.
Yep, the protagonist from Oblivion. So that's basically one fun story. Part of his lore. And then just the other stories of how he managed out with the other Daedric Princes too. Like, one of them was that he challenged the Prince of...
You know a lot of lore.
Yeah. Daedric Prince of werewolves. There's more to it. The hunt. I'm shooting my own leg right here.
I know. Right as you said.
Daedric Prince Hercene. Basically, they challenged to a duel, right? And Hercene, they said that they're going to create a beast and see whose beast beats the other one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Hercene created like this vile, aggressive beast, and then Sheogora just got a hummingbird.
What a bitch.
And basically what the hummingbird did was just fly around the beast, and the beast keeps hitting itself and basically killed itself.
Stupid beast.
Beast. You're making me look bad.
And then there's another one where he challenged the Daedric Prince of Nightmares into a contest to see who couldn't drive this one person insane. So the Daedric Prince of Nightmares, of course...
Rip one person.
RIP that guy.
I forgot the name, but basically... Vermina, I believe, is her name. Oh God!
Continue.
Okay. Anyway, she basically kept giving him like nightmares and stuff, but he actually loved it. Okay. He actually liked
I'm into it.
Being in those nightmares, and then next thing you know, Sheogor's turn right to turn up, try to get him crazy. He didn't give him anything, and that's when he started getting mad.
I love dying in my dreams.
This is comfortable.
Yeah, he was just comforted by her. The next thing you know, he just like Sheogora's turn, he's like, nah.
It's like,
and the guy basically went crazy.
It's scarier than trying to scare you. Not scaring you.
Yeah.
That's a good old fashioned jebaited.
And so those are all my characters.
One person I'm gonna add, Clayton Carmine from
Gears 3, right?
Yes,
that was the
really big.
Honestly,
any of the Carmine dudes, they're all cool.
Except they all die, except for him, Clayton.
Clayton's cool. Clayton's really cool.
Yeah.
Here comes the coal train.
Clayton is the Carmine brothers. Really, are the only people I really care about.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
Quick shout out to Bigby from Wolf Among Us. He's probably
Bigby Wolf.
Yeah.
I was gonna say that too. I forgot about that.
Yeah. It's actually one of the cool characters in the story.
Yeah, you know the second one that announced it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I told that to David, actually. He didn't know that.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Telltale's still alive, I guess.
Yeah, right? I thought they were gone. Who's owning Telltale right now?
No idea.
There's no way
Disney.
Disney.
No.
Disney.
It has to be Disney.
No.
Yeah, you think there's going to be an Elsa in there?
I don't know. It's gonna be a Wreck-It Ralph.
He's just gonna Wreck-It Ralph is gonna come in through, and it's just gonna look like
Bigby's just gonna be like Bigby's gonna be like in trouble by, let's see, the Kraken somehow, yeah. Right? The Kraken, next thing you know, Wreck-It Ralph comes in to just like, I'm gonna wreck it!
I'm gonna wreck it!
Yeah. Spoilers for Wolf Among Us 2. Alright.
Yeah.
You wanna sound us off, Tyler?
Alright. Well, that was all of our favorite characters. Let us know what you think and how many, or what are your favorite characters. Let us know that shit. Thanks for watching. I'm Tyler.
Well, listening.
Listening.
Yeah.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm her nanny.
That's Oliver.
Also Oliver. And thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Listening. Oh, thank you for listening.
Goodbye.